sauce.
All right, y'all ready?
Uh-huh.
We're all good on tea?
We're all good on tea.
Okay, cool.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, 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 all 2023. Bangers, 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 just for you and me. Patreon bonus, we are here. We did not see y'all this week yet. Let me run y'all down. We talking random Atlanta man. We talking fresh and fit podcast.
Yeah.
Getting demonetized.
Yeah.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, again I say, rejoice. Oh my God. We're talking, my wife has a terminal illness. She wants sex with her ex one last time.
Oh, my God.
And Pink Sauce Lady apparently ain't getting paid.
Listen.
That's all on the docket today. But if you're on the bonus and you ain't got all that, then you just gonna get the first topic. All right. So, random Atlanta man.
Yes.
So, let me ask you. Were you familiar with her on TikTok prior to this last week or so?
There was one video of hers that went viral. It's one of the videos that's pinned when the summer really started to get hot. And she was like, ladies, it's too hot to be carrying a baby on your hip.
I've seen that. She had all the stuff in her hands.
Yeah. It was, she first had her, then had the bag and had to put the bag down.
Yes.
That was the one and only time I had ever seen her.
Okay. So I had saw that video, mm-hmm. but I don't think I connected her as random Atlanta man. I just connect. She's single mother struggling in the sense of like,
me too.
I'm struggling with all this stuff. Don't have a baby. Like, it'll be tough. Right. And I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Because even as a father, sometimes the baby, the diaper bag,
it'd be
the
hot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Right. One time I went to put my son on the top of the car. Probably not safe. Let me put him on the ground. But you got to figure this stuff out, especially that first baby.
And twins,
I don't have a purse. You probably have a purse.
I had to do it with twins.
You sure did have two children.
Diaper bag and purse.
And two car seats?
And two car seats.
And was making videos.
And making videos.
Trying to hold a vlogging camera. Yeah.
You're a mother?
Am I?
Think so.
Oh.
So, mm-hmm. now, so she calls her baby's dad a random Atlanta man,
right?
She got pregnant at 22 or 23, something like that. I've been all in these folks' business mm-hmm. because it has dominated my Twitter timeline and my TikTok timeline. Mm. She
ain't been up is
funny. Mm-hmm. She is funny. I think I like when parents give you the real outlook on what life is. I get the aesthetically beautiful
curated influencers.
Right? But this is Jessica, the way she talked about her baby dad, hilarious. Random. I mean, I think everything has
Jessica
a place.
Rose.
Jessica uh-huh. Rose, that's right. Uh-huh. Jessica Rose. I think I said this is Jessica. I think that's what might be one
this
of her handles.
This is Jessica Rose.
Jessica, you right?
Yeah. That's my homie.
The way she talks about her stuff, Kenesha Buss is set on Keep Your Distance about motherhood.
She said, I won't die. I'll kill for you, but I ain't dying for you.
Right.
Funniest thing ever.
Monster. Mm-hmm. And it's contrary to the natural. Kids are beautiful and everything they do is perfect and their poop smells like roses and honey when crap stinks. Right? So Melissa, I was just talking to Melissa about this. She was like, I've been following her on TikTok for a long time.
Mm.
And now that she got over to Twitter, it became a thing. And it became a thing because her baby's father outed himself as like, I am random Atlanta man. I guess she had gotten two
seven
viral.
Baby mamas.
And he done had seven children.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Like, that's a lot of kids.
That's a lot.
It's probably not just one. Is it just one kid each?
It doesn't seem that he.
I'm sure he
has a lot.
I'm sure he rolled the snake eyes on one of them.
Listen, he probably did. I automatically think of Dirty Dick. That's what I think of
because
when I
those
hear
are just,
that many women.
Those are just the mothers.
Yes, those are just the ones who the sperm made it to the egg. There's got to be other women where his swimmers weren't like doing what they needed to do. That is what I think. That is so many people raw.
He just caught the egg on an off night.
Apparently. He's raw that many times, like not a condom in sight. Is he allergic to latex?
Some people are.
Some people, yeah. They have the non-latex ones now, though, I hear.
They do lamb skin.
They got a bunch of options. There's also not that it's foolproof. Not on her stomach, you know?
Not on her stomach?
That's what I said, but I didn't say out loud.
What you choose to say full voice and what you pull back on.
Wow, I think the same thing about you too.
What do you mean, Angel? Everything I say is full voice. Pulling out is not 100% effective.
I just said that.
Oh, you? I thought you were saying he should have tried that.
Yeah, I'm saying, even though it's not 100% effective, try to put the odds somewhere near your favor.
Maybe he does pull out. His timing's just off.
Well, sometimes it'd be warm in there.
Sometimes.
I personally, it should be every single time.
Every time. I can't imagine, by the grace of God, I have been sweet communion of the Holy Spirit with one
for vessel. Many a year.
Communion?
Lord, I can't Jesus. Imagine having to pull out at the most delicious moment. That's the worst.
Marcus hates when I proposition that. He's like,
there's too much discipline. I'm not disciplined. That's why I'm 270. I don't have the discipline. Hilarious. If the cookies are there, they getting eaten.
And they're warm cookies.
You got to come out, and then what if you're too early? You're like, oh, I thought it was. Nah, man. I got to finish the good work right where it was working.
Well, he's finished the good work at least 7 times with 7 different women.
And the thing that's crazy, so about him, we'll talk about her too, but about him, he came like, you know, I do my thing. And then the other baby's moms of all the United Colors of Benetton, like, you ain't seen his son. It's been my baby 9
wow.
with him. A white woman. I believe she was white. I don't know. She
I want to see what most of his girls, are they like white and I've mixed only looking?
I've seen only 2, the Morgan and I believe she was a white woman. I don't
Morgan
know.
Is something. She's something like mixed around in there.
Sounds like a crossover.
Yeah, like she looked like she might be a little Indian, little Middle Eastern.
Oh, I'm not throwing.
But she could be Latina. She way more olive complected than just your average.
A lot of she's biracial.
That's true.
She's biracial girl. Mm.
But I believe they say she's biracial. Okay.
One of these people is I believe full on white, and the others I've just seen like Instagram stories like he don't pay my son neither. And let me tell you what was just harsh. The whole internet being like, this nigga your baby daddy on top of everything.
I know. To remove yourself from the story and to be like kombucha girl. You know she's popping on TikTok again.
Is she?
Yeah, she been sorry, go ahead. That was a complete side tangent. Okay. I almost
oh, another baby. Now this, sister wives, camera people want to keep the story going.
Put all them together.
Random Atlanta man and his adventures, I'd be heavily invested into this television program.
It would just be called F-Boy.
I'd buy in. If that was on TLC, that'd probably go to Zeus.
Absolutely.
Limwell Plumbers, your boy Kev on stage. Get these people on the horn.
And that's only because they don't want to romanticize black people doing what these white folk be doing. They do it behind religion.
Yeah.
And he's just doing behind fun. Doing it behind fun.
The thing that I liked about her, she is making fun of herself as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like she is the poster child for like, I am the consequence of my own decisions.
Yeah.
And here's what I think is interesting, right? So everybody on, not everybody, but a good amount of people online are like, this is why you got to pick people and this and that. Let me tell you what I know to be true. Online, everybody's perfect and makes all the correct decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But in actual world life,
come on,
somehow people pick bad babies' fathers.
All the time.
Sometimes people in my own family are more like Morgan than everybody on the internet who's perfect and who's never. You
period.
Know, one of my favorite parts of Dumb and Dumber. I'm sorry. You never made a mistake. Like, that's how everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody on the internet has never made a mistake.
Yeah.
Right? Some people get caught up with a bad baby's father, baby's mother. They get into a marriage, whatever it is. So it's so easy.
Yeah.
When no, and this is what I just wish sometime we could shine the light on the y'alls of the world.
Oh, that would, I sometimes, when that's people the show be typing
I wish
stuff,
I could make.
I wish the camera on their phone or on their laptop would just all of a sudden cut on.
Yes.
And as they're typing, it's everywhere. Like, oh.
I want, because when you're highly visible,
yeah,
part of the drawback is people, they can nitpick your whole lot. And that's easier when we don't see your lot.
Yes.
But I'd love to just
Show up with a camera. We've been taping your life. Let's see your baby's father. Let's see your relationship with your kid. Let's see how you handle. Let's go back all your tweets and all your things and who you set up there with. And let's have all look at you since you got your degrees and you know everything.
I would love it. Well, first of all, people would stop talking. If it was random and they didn't know when it was going to happen, people would keep their thoughts to themselves.
Because everybody's rich online. But when the STEMI came out, everybody needed it.
Everybody needed a STEMI.
Everybody can't be rich now.
Oh, it would make... You don't understand how I would enjoy that. Just like, one day your camera going to cut on and you ain't going to be ready. And you going to be sitting there with no bra on and your titties down by your coochie.
They're long.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with saggy titties, but
saggy
still.
Titties, man. People have them. You can't all be perked out like me. I mean, mine sit.
Sit like that tail, yours.
That booty sit up, too.
That BBL is fresh.
So funny. So me and Angel are... What up, y'all? I hope you enjoy this bonus clip snippet. Listen, if you want the full bonus episode, then hit the Kev On Stage Studios Patreon. It's right here on the thing you're looking at. You get patreon.com/KevOnStageStudios. You can click KevOnStage.com. You're missing out. Me and Angel do full-on bonus episodes, and depending on what the topic is, sometimes the better episode is the bonus. Honestly, we're a little more relaxed on the bonus episode because we know it's not going public, so we let our hair down. Well, she lets her hair down. I let my beard down. We also have full shows that never air in full on the YouTube. Exclusive shows, merch, discounts, tickets. But the thing that you're really missing out on is the community. It's the people like you. Black people, some whites, some Mexicans too, but we all kind of cool. They be cool, you know what I'm saying? Allies, if you will. So join us! And stop just having the snippet only. You guys just got the tip. Get the full shaft. Patreon. Here's another thing for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.